USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspected serial killer and shooting of homeless people in New York City and Washington, D.C. was arrested early Tuesday in the Capitol. Police say he is currently being interviewed at their homicide branch and additional information will be forthcoming. They'd also like to thank the public for all their tips. With gasoline prices in the United States hitting all-time highs since President Biden's self-proclaimed war on oil, inflation, which polling shows to be Americans' top concern, is also now at a 40-year high under the Biden administration. In an attempt to curb inflation, the Federal Reserve is expected this week to begin raising interest rates for the first time in 3 years.
Rationale is going to be that the Feds are indeed going to have to continue to stay on track to some extent with their rate increases, although they may just do that a little bit more slowly.
Matthew Johnson's the owner of Johnson Wealth on TD Ameritrade Network. USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version of that.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As inflation is at a 40-year high and employment has jumped back to normal levels, lawmakers want to give out more free money.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes to start working on a COVID relief bill this week. More than $15 billion in additional COVID relief was stripped from a larger spending bill last week after bipartisan objections. Pelosi called herself very disappointed during an event in New York City, the White House saying new COVID funds are urgently needed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More details on actor William Hurt's death.
And William Hurt, the Oscar-winning actor, best known for his performances in Body Heat, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Children of a Lesser God, Broadcast News, and The Big Chill, has passed away. He was a few days shy of his 72nd birthday. Hurt's son, Alexander, said in a statement that his father died peacefully at home in Portland, Oregon, from complications from prostate cancer. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Conditions in Ukraine continue to worsen. Former intelligence officer Brett Belkovich on Fox News explains.
I just came out of the capital of Kiev for an operation that Project Dynamo successfully completed to evacuate Americans. There are hundreds of Americans who are still trapped in Ukraine who don't know what to do or how to get out of the country. The situation on the ground is changing rapidly, and the humanitarian crisis from the ground perspective, Brian, is so much worse than I could have ever imagined. I mean, words don't describe it. The level of need here exceeds the level of people that are helping around the world, and you can't fully begin to grasp it until you're on the ground and actually staring these refugees in the eyes and get a glimpse of the horrors that they've experienced. And in many cases, they have no electricity, no heating, no food, no water. People are literally melting snow to drink water or drinking out of a sewer. Many gas stations aren't open. Many stores with limited supplies. Homes are being looted by Russian troops when they're unoccupied. You've got hospitals destroyed by airstrikes, and it's getting harder and harder, frankly, for groups like Project Dynamo to come in there because Russia is exacerbating this humanitarian catastrophe all around the country. They're targeting civilians along evacuation routes. People are afraid to move. And as a result, the Dynamo team is having to go deeper and deeper into the country as Russia takes more terrain. And it's getting more and more dangerous, frankly, for us as the risk continues to elevate.
Efforts are underway Monday to refloat a container ship that ran aground in the Maryland portion of the Chesapeake Bay. The 1,000-foot ship Ever Forward ran aground Sunday evening. The ship is not obstructing shipping traffic. USA Radio News.